Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, it's recoveryradiokmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I am so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started, or it's just winding down, or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me, and I am glad for that. Grateful I have no desire to drink today, and I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's. You know, if this podcast is helping you, tell somebody about it and leave a nice review somewhere. I would appreciate that. Do you realize how hard life is all on its own, even with everyone behaving in a way that is kind and loving and tolerant? Even if everyone were kind and loving and tolerant, life would be very hard all on its own. You ever think about that? I think about that a lot. I think about that, and I think my job now that I'm sober is definitely not to make people's lives harder than they already are. If I were wonderful to every person in my life, their lives would still be very hard. They don't need me making it any more difficult than it already is. Do you ever think about that? In my mind, it's really become very simple. And it is, if I am coming at you from fear, I am making your life harder. If I'm coming at you from love, I might be making it easier. But I'm definitely not making it harder. That's what I believe. What do you think about that? I mean, Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me to do something very simple, and that is aim to be a good listener for people. Try to encourage people and empower them to follow their own conscience. Love them enough to allow them to have their own process without judging them, condemning them, talking shit about them. Just love them enough to let them go through whatever they're going through and be a good listener and try to help them. How many people in your life are like that? I want to be that in people's lives. Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me to try to be that. Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me that it's very loving to live and let live. And seek to understand. And let people learn from their own process. If somebody asks for my opinion or advice, I give it to them. Otherwise, I've gotten very good at keeping my mouth shut. I usually just keep my mouth shut. And it's pretty easy to do now. Because I'm not fighting saying something. Because my thoughts have changed. I don't think I know what you need to do. So I'm not just thinking to myself, well, I know what you need to do, but I'm not going to say anything. I don't know. I've come to see that it's so arrogant of me to believe that I understand the map of your life in a way that you don't, and just shut up, dude. If somebody wants my opinion or advice, I will give it to them. But if they don't, I leave them alone. And I work on being a good listener and being supportive of their process. I mean, I need those things. So I got to give those things. I'm sure that I'm way off right now about stuff that I can't see right now at all. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it because it's happened continuously throughout my whole sobriety. There's no reason to think that it's not going to happen more and again. I mean, when I was a teenager, I thought I was like really brilliant. And then when I got sober, later on in my 20s, I was like, wow, I was like, now I'm brilliant. But when I was a teenager, I was an idiot. In my 30s, I was like, wow, I was kind of stupid in my 20s, but I'm really smart now. In my 40s, it was like, wow, I was really stupid in my 30s. What an idiot. Constantly learning about selfishness that I have that I didn't see before. And the people that really help me are the people who demonstrate spiritual principles, not people who talk to me about them, but the people who demonstrate them. That is loud. There's a guy in my community who I don't talk to very much, hardly ever. But boy, his feet are loud. Louder than a lot of people talking combined. Very loud. That's what's helped me. Not people who are like, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that. People who really, really helped me. People who really just demonstrate spiritual principles and allow me to have my own process. Help me become empowered to figure it out, solve it inside of me, and to let my conscience be my guide. I'm aware that that is a Disney quote. I didn't mean that. Remember? Anybody remember that? Give a little whistle. It's a song. Give a little whistle and always let your conscience be your guide. It says in our big book, deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. It's obscured by calamity, worldly things. Worldly clamor, not calamity. Worldly clamor It's hidden by all this noise, and self, and all this stuff, but it's there. Everyone is already in possession of what they need. And I used to think that people needed something, some of my possessions, some of my mental possessions. They needed them. And I've learned that just there's a lot of ways to make people's lives even harder. But they're hard enough all on their own. They don't need me making it more difficult. Have you ever gotten a text that just says, I love you? Or I'm thinking about you, I'm grateful for you? Do you get texts like that? I mean, a text like that can change your whole day. It would take 2 seconds of my thinking about somebody other than me to send a text like that, and it can change a whole day. I know, because I've gotten texts like that, and it does mean so much sometimes. Gives you a lot of strength sometimes. So, I don't know. Do you think about this stuff? Are you making people's lives harder? Is that even on your radar? Does it just not even matter? Or are you thinking about that? You're thinking, you know, I don't want to do that. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and do with me as thou wilt. Make me very selfish so I can make people's lives even harder. Let me be a walking ball of difficulties for other people. Oh no. That's it for today. I want to give a shout out to my friends at Podcast Greater Than Yourself. And if anybody needs to hear it, I'll say that everything is okay. And I got a big swimsuit modeling gig. Pretty excited about it. It's a wetsuit. And it's a wetsuit, but like most of it is like see-through. It's a transparent wetsuit. except for one area. All right. Dumb. All right. I'm gonna go. Have an amazing week. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am gonna go. Try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you do the same.